Oh, good morning and welcome to the first April edition.
Yes.
Of the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, the day before Easter.
Almost feels like a holy experience.
That
might be blasphemy. I'm not sure.
Gotta watch it. You're setting an example for me. I'm your Padawan.
I don't hear any lightning or thunder, but it's
good.
Saturday, everybody.
We're gonna talk about a celebration of guns in America. Yeah. We're gonna talk about long guns and other things as well this morning. Yep. But this first segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
It is. Thanks for being here, everybody. I hope you got that coffee filled up and you're at least somewhat caffeinated, ready for the day to start. This is the Gunsmith Show, and Diamond Jim's is a proud sponsor of this segment of the show every week. We appreciate them so much. Tire and Auto Service Center, and if there's ever been a good year to have good tires on, Goodyear, that was not a pun.
No.
If there's
they
ever
have
been
Goodyear, but all kinds of other tires, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to stress today, was that no matter what brand you want, he can get it for you. And I've seen, you know, the high-end, wide, low-profile tires in there, and I've got my big truck tires in there, even for my little Ford Edge, and the trailer tires and rims. Everything you need tires-wise, he's your guy. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center, right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. You can call him at 810-743-4210. Make your appointment, get in there, and get it taken care of. Now, they also do alignments, front end, struts, shocks, everything. They even helped me with my electrical outlet for my trailer, which is not something he normally does, but he bent the rules for me, so I appreciate it.
Well, you're a good customer, and he's a great sponsor of the show. We sure appreciate him.
We appreciate him, and you will too. So get him in your repertoire. You can always link to him right on our website, thegss.com. You can email me anytime at shooter@thegss.com, even during the show, and I'll respond as quick as I can. But we want to start the celebration, you know, and we've already begun this a little bit, but our 250th year, and we want to celebrate being Americans and being part of this great United States.
What did you think about the rocket launch?
It's pretty awesome.
Now, Jake was down there, wasn't he?
He's still down there, and he's sent me pictures right from the beach.
What did he say about it?
See, Jake's been hooked on this for years.
Yeah.
Living down there for 3 years, he sent me pictures of every launch.
Yeah.
You know, and from his house in Lake Maitland, Florida, it was just set up. You walk out his front porch, you could literally sit there and have coffee and watch the launch go up, you know? And the glow at night ones were great because the glow was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Night launches, even when I lived in Fort Pierce, which is, over an hour south of Cape Canaveral, even from there, the night launches would completely light up the beach at night.
Yeah.
Just blew me away. And that was space shuttles back then.
Right.
And then everything slowed down. You know, we actually watched, Mary and I watched the space shuttle blow up, Challenger.
Oh,
and
wow.
That hurt, you know, and it affected everybody there so hard, just like it did the whole country.
Yeah.
So I'm apprehensive every time one of these launches goes up, you know, because it does.
We take it for granted, but it's an amazing feat of human triumph engineering. Yep. I mean, the whole thing is. Yep.
It's another celebration of America, too. I mean,
world. Yeah, it's good to see this reinvigorated, you know, this is part of a plan that's long term.
About the moon, and maybe they can put all the skepticism behind us on if we've ever been there before. Let's get on the moon and show us proof we were there before. That's what I'd like to see.
Anybody wants proof is just silly.
Somebody's got to get the poor guy that stood there and took pictures when the old capsule lifted off. Who took the pictures and moved the camera? That's the question. See there? That's like flat Earth. Now we're talking. So it's
gotcha. Yeah.
It goes both ways.
Yep.
So the exciting thing is Artemis, God bless them. I hope they have a wonderful, safe trip. It was pretty awesome. All the pictures he sent me were pretty awesome. And then, like other people that used to work right here and sitting in your chair, put pictures on Facebook last night. They were there, too.
Oh.
Kyle Dockery. He was down there. Kyle's down there.
Oh, that's cool.
It was huge. It was one of the biggest ones ever watched. Jake was 25 miles away. And he said we couldn't get any closer.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way it is. So, but anyways, we are celebrating the 250th year of America. And I want to go over some statistics with you, which are pretty amazing. You know that this country, the United States of America, is the most armed country in the world. Almost 400 million civilian-owned firearms in America, just civilian-owned. So that's a pretty amazing number if you think about it. 400 million guns, and so we're averaging 125 to 150 guns for every 100 people. So put that in perspective. Per 100 residents, we are the armed citizenry of America, and we possess more guns than the combined total of all military and law enforcement agencies in the entire world. That's a neat one, too, because that one, and this is right. I mean, I dug in the internet and found this stuff, and I'm like, this is all, you know, accurate accounting. So think about that. We possess more guns than all the combined military and law enforcement agencies globally, making the largest armed group in the world the American citizen. So,
see, and this is something with the other thing last night with the speech from the president, too, talking about Iran.
On Wednesday night?
So,
Wednesday night?
The other night, yeah. So, the incredible destruction unleashed in the operation,
yes,
you know, has rocked the regime. They've taken out a bunch of the leaders, and there's still people hanging on. We know that the people of Iran are interested in being free of the regime.
Yes, they are.
And there were demonstrations. They killed a lot of people before this took place.
Before this happened, yeah.
So
they don't even know the number, but they're saying it's over 20 and probably under 40, but just in that one event, 1,000 people.
Now that this operation has taken place, it would seem to be so much easier to do that, but you've got the situation where you don't have a citizenry, you don't have a population
that's armed.
Yep. Because if they were, with that sort of a nudge, with that sort of assistance, it would be easier
quickly.
to get rid of the remnants.
We could squash the uprising.
They would be able to do it themselves, which is what you want. You don't want to go in and do this. You don't want to create. Right. You can't do that for another. Yep. It's up to them to do that, but it's hard to do when they're unarmed.
And to put this in perspective, what I'm getting at is it's the percentage. We are 2-1 over the other countries that are even close. Nobody else allows the freedoms we have. You know, and it's we've been this way a long time, about 250 years.
So I don't think
it's a bad thing. So a 2-1 margin. So the U.S. has 46% of the global total of civilian-owned firearms. 46% all around the world. U.S. has the highest rate of gun ownership. Other armed nations, and this I was thinking it ought to be like Russia or something. No, it's other armed nations that are even close. Percentage-wise, the Falkland Islands. You never would have thought of that. A British colony that is that heavily armed, but it's tiny. You know, the Falkland Islands, they're big, but they're not big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then next in line, Yemen. So there's a stronghold, you know, because some Yemenis are for us, some are against us, but, you know, we do a lot of work there. And then New Caledonia. And then fourth on the list is Serbia, which all of them were like, you know, I kind of had
head scratch.
I kind of had if I was a puppy, my head would have turned sideways. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
that quizzical look.
So, yeah, exactly. Very quizzical. So don't feel alone if you have a collection, is my point. You know, don't think that you got to hide it. Although you want to, you know, you want to practice some safe things, but even a big collection of firearms, it's your right. So just do it legally.
Responsibly.
And practice safe storage and be responsible gun owners. That's what I stress today. And celebrating this 250th year, we're going to delve into the importance of long guns. And I talk about handguns a lot on the show. And I don't give long guns enough credit. And you'll get my drift in a little bit when we get into it, but I want you to fill up your coffee and get ready for a good talk today on this Easter weekend. I'm excited. Tomorrow's Easter Sunday. Now, and it's Easter Sunday. It's a religious holiday. We all have to have our guard up. We need to be careful, but we also want to celebrate.
Yep.
He is risen. Okay, so.
Keep it right here.
Yeah. We'll be back with more in just a couple minutes.
We will continue. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're back right after this.